North Korea's Vice Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui has said Pyongyang will reconsider continuing denuclearization talks with the United States, according to multiple media sources, suggesting the North may resume nuclear and missile testing. In response, the U.S. said Pyongyang was asking for too much and offering too little.
It's the administration's desire that we continue to have conversations around this. As the president said when he was in Hanoi, the offer that they made simply didn't rise to the level that was acceptable, given what they were asking for in exchange for that.
The February summit between North Korean Chairman Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump in Vietnam failed to produce an agreement. North Korea offered to dismantle its Yongbyon nuclear complex in the presence of U.S. inspectors in exchange for partial relief from U.S.-led United Nations sanctions. Washington demanded complete denuclearization before any sanctions relief, rejected North Korea's proposal, and walked out.
What the U.S. did is clearly they presented their maximum demand, and they were not willing for a compromise. And that's not how negotiations work. Of course, North Korea will not completely denuclearize before they get any simultaneous countermeasures. So in that sense, I clearly see the U.S. side to blame, actually, why the negotiations failed.
The North's foreign minister also said that the U.S. had thrown away a golden opportunity and that Pyongyang would not give in to Washington's gangster-like approach, indicating Chairman Kim would soon make an announcement outlining Pyongyang's position. North Korea and the United States now seem to have staked out quite contrasting positions concerning the timing of sanctions relief by Washington and denuclearization by Pyongyang. China and South Korea have voiced their preference for a step-by-step process, but ultimately it's up to the United States and North Korea to reach a compromise. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.